tall, kind of ugly looking, those are weeds. We can kill those. And what you're putting on the your yard right now is a pre-emergent, a broadleaf herbicide, and spot spray anything out, whether it's onions, fescue, stuff like that, to get that out of your yard. And then here in a few weeks, we're actually starting to fertilize lawns and green them up, kind of get them back out of that brown, dormant state that we've had all winter, back to a lush green for the summertime.
You know that Roger and I have a weight loss challenge that is pending. I'm about to start my trek down that road here in the near future. We have an unofficial battle going on in the yard department as well.
Right.
I know you guys are doing his yard. You guys are working on my yard. Really need to win this challenge, okay? Because I'm not feeling good about the weight loss, because he's lost like an 8-year-old already. So
he
he's on his way. Can you help me in the lawn challenge?
Yeah, and the thing that what we do that we're different, and I've kind of, and I don't even know if I've shown you, this is about from your yard, and I'll give Wally and Pat one too. This is kind of how we are different than a lot of chemical companies, is we actually come out and do a soil test of your yard. And what you can see on your yard, Justin, is the soil test tells us four very important things about your yard. It tells us the phosphorus level, the potassium level, the soil pH, and the nitrogen requirements. We use that information to actually customize your yard specifically for what type of grass you have based on the soil you have. So we're getting the most out of your grass with your soil. And attached there, you can kind of see there's a one of yours, Tommy's, Roger's, and RJ's. And so you can see four different yards, and none of them are the same.
That's interesting. Tommy's got below optimum potassium, which explains a lot about Tommy. His yard as well does, but so would you say I'm off to a pretty good start here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the thing that we saw with yours and what we've already done with you and Roger both is that you were your pH was low, and so we've already put some lime down on your yard to kind of help neutralize that, bring that back up closer to 7.
What does lime do?
It neutralizes the soil. Basically, your soil was real acidic because, like we talked about, you have a lot of pine trees in your yard that draws a lot of the nutrients out. So you need the lime to kind of bring that pH level back up closer to neutral. Grass doesn't like growing under 5, 5.4, 5.3, and especially in the 4s like Tommy's yard was. But we need to bring that up closer to 5.5 to 7, especially for the Bermuda grass.
Is there an area of central Arkansas that has grass typically that is better than others? Because, I mean, you're in Cabot, you're in Saline County, you're in West Little Rock.
Right.
RJ's out in West Little Rock as well.
The thing that we find, as long as that depends on how the yard was installed. If you were to build your house, a lot of people bring in good topsoil and put it down and put good grass. That's, you're way ahead of the game than if, let's say, a contractor was just trying to get some grass down or put field dirt in. They didn't know, not the contractor, a homeowner didn't know the difference between good topsoil and field dirt. Then you're going to have some issues down the road. The thing that we found, though, is more in the Cabot area, a lot of mole problems up that way, up 67-167.
They're all at Tommy's house.
They are. They've taken up residence there. We're trying to rid his yard of those, but
he should quit throwing those pork chops that he doesn't eat out in the yard.
That's right.
Because they're quite delicious.
And West Little Rock is, I mean, when you say Little Rock, that's exactly what it is. I mean, it is, if you dig down, I mean, it is rocky, rocky soil. And so if there wasn't a good layer of topsoil put on before the yard was installed, you're going to have some issues there as well.
There wasn't. I got rocks everywhere.
I'm going to have issues.
Yeah, we got rocks all over the place.
So that as far as a yard or a part of the central Arkansas that's better than, you can grow grass in all of them as long as you kind of do some of these tests right here to find out what's going on to better help your soil.
How do people reach you guys? You guys have a website, or do they call, or what? What's the?
You can reach us at our office at 501-315-9395, or you can reach us on our website at sandersground.com. We have an area there where you can go and request a free quote. The way that our pricing works is it's based off your square footage, and so estimates are free. Just call and give us your information. We'll come out and we'll leave an estimate on your door, and you can look at us, see how we're comparing to your current provider. If that's something we can help you with, we'd love to be able to. Like I said, a lot of people are looking at their yards and they're like, man, we just didn't quite have it last year. Mm-hmm. And we've been looking, and what we were saying resonates with some people, and they say, hey, these guys can help us. And so give us a shot. We can at least give us a price. It doesn't cost anything to compare.
Well, I'm a logician, so I like as much information as I can get, and I'll actually read through all these charts and check it out. So this is it's interesting stuff for those of us who are nerds and like to see the numbers of it all.
You ever use nitrogen?
Yeah, absolutely. And basically,
not for the yard, but yeah, just for fun.
Basically, what this is down here on these crop requirements, depending on what type of grass you grow, depends on what type of nitrogen you use.
Right.
Basically, in a fertilizer, and a lot of people already know this. There's three numbers in a fertilizer. The first number is the nitrogen. The second number is the phosphorus. And the third number is the potassium. So depending on what your specific yard needs, that's what type of nitrogen we use. It's not a cooker-cutter program where your yard, Pat's, Justin, mine's, and Kent's all get the same thing. It would be more specific for what your needs are.
So you customize every yard.
That's right. That's right. That's how we're different than a lot of chemical companies.
Let me get Muskie Harrison here, his own favorite. What's up, Muskie?
Hey, good morning, Peanut Butter and Jelly and Brother Hall.
What's up, player?
What's up?
I love Peanut Butter and Jelly.
Mr. Harris.
I reiterate an article that Wally wrote last week about a great person, Mr. Paul Smith, down in Arkansas, Democrat Gazette. We go back a long way with when you had Estelle Jeffries down there, Wally, and a lot of community things that the station just, the newspaper never said no. And everything you wrote in that article, they just didn't give you enough paper to print about it, was very, very true about a good man.
Well, thank you, Muskie.
And I'm glad that they allowed you to do that, because, like you say, he wouldn't have wanted any fanfare to just go off in the sunset, but never get a chance to say something good about a person. Always take advantage of it.
No doubt. We do like to throw people under the bus a lot, so we should probably do the opposite a little more often.
Yeah. And the man he just had on, he knew a lot about grass, I tell you, boy. Better watch out him on some vacant lots there.
How about that?
He might be doing
Hey, we'll take the ones
else.
With houses on them too, Muskie. I mean, we don't want just the vacant lots. We'll take the ones with houses.
Yeah, I mean, he might be growing something else. I mean, he knew 1, 2, 3, and you know the right soil, so you stick the seed down, and as long as nature don't come there first.
Well, as long as you're not growing it to smoke it, we'll kill it.
Yes. You know what? My yard, there's nothing in my yard that the popo was excited about, I promise you. So that's a good thing.
I'll tell you a story what I did. You know, they got this dandelion killer out, and that's the problem I have. And, you know, I bought a bag, and it said so much square footage. Well, I said, what if I do 2 bags? And I didn't do it all at one time. I did it right after a rain and after another time. And, man, it works. It's zero dandelion.
Hey, Muskie, if you'd have called us, we probably could have treated it professionally for the same thing as you spent on those 2 bags of fertilizer.
And you wouldn't have broke a sweat.
No doubt.
Well, I had to try it for myself. You know how humans do. We screw up before we call a professional.
Right on.
So I wanted to make sure before I killed the yard that I tried, and it worked. I did follow the directions on the bag. It said put down on wet ground.
Well, for those of you who aren't as enthused as Muskie is about treating your own yard, you can feel free to give us a call, and we'll come out and take a look at it for you.
Oh, believe me, I know it's 100,000 people listening to you are going to follow your directions and not try that what I did and got lucky. But thank y'all. Y'all Muskie, have a good day.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you. When we come back, we'll talk a little more with our friends from Sanders Ground Essentials. And y'all are based where? Are you guys in Saline County?
In Benton.
Okay, and you... What's your area? That
we service Conway, Cabot, come down through Little Rock, down to Hot Springs.
Okay, so most of Central Arkansas?
Yes, sir.
All right, we come back. I also have an All in the Family segment. We've got people who are related to famous people that are in the news this week, some good, some bad. We don't have anything on the two Sanders boys, sorry. So if one of you did something really bad or really good, we could have.